Well, as a nurse practitioner, I loved hearing that the people in the office were perkier in general when the nurse practitioner was there, whatever the conclusion was there. So I'm batting cleanup here, your last speaker before Q&A, and I get to tell you about a particular policy initiative and, in fact, this national partnership to improve dementia care that is specific to nursing homes in its inception and its in the way it was conceived. Eventually, we're hoping it's going to connect with all the things that Dr. Levi Storms was talking about and Mike Spillane was talking about in terms of broader initiatives for dementia care across settings and even globally. So the reason I'm speaking to you about this is for the last 2 years, I was the director of the Division of Nursing Homes at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And in that role, one of the things that we did regularly was we had groups of advocates who would come to CMS to talk about different things that were important to them. And about 2 years ago, a group of folks came to Dr. Don Berwick, who was then the administrator, and they said, you know, they quoted all of the statistics you've already heard this morning about what a significant problem this is, but in addition, they had a lot of data about nursing home residents with dementia and antipsychotic use. And so they said, you know, 1 in 4 people living in a nursing home is on an antipsychotic medication, by some reports even higher. Can't we collectively, CMS and everybody else, do more about this issue? And in fact, we determined that there were some things that we could do. So that was the beginning of the CMS National Partnership. It was not something that started with government. It was something that started with advocates, and it began with this focus on, let's first, you know, try one thing. Let's see if we can reduce unnecessary antipsychotic use in people with dementia living in nursing homes, and then we will expand beyond there. So we needed a little bit of an elevator pitch, and we put together the three R's. This is about how we rethink our approach to dementia care, how we reconnect with people through person-centered approaches and all the wonderful work that those 40 organizations and individuals are doing, and how we restore quality of life in nursing homes. So again, in the interest of time, I'll skip over some of these statistics, but again, this all came out of a very high prevalence rate of antipsychotic use in nursing homes and some specific prescribing issues where people are on doses that are extremely high over the recommended doses, and some patterns that are very interesting. So turns out it depends what state you live in could influence whether or not you're more likely to be placed on an antipsychotic medication, and what facility you're in could also influence whether or not you're more likely, if you have dementia, to be placed on an antipsychotic after you're admitted to the facility. So all of these patterns were interesting and concerning. So we, as part of this grassroots effort, decided to do a couple of things. We wanted to enhance public reporting. We wanted to improve training and provide more training for providers and nursing home staff and families and a better understanding for prescribers. And we also wanted to step up enforcement for facilities that didn't come on board with the existing regulations that we have. You probably know that CMS has regulations around unnecessary medications in nursing homes, and we really wanted to enhance the regulations that we have around dementia care and what constitutes good dementia care and the aspects that you've heard earlier about how we measure and evaluate what's good dementia care. But to begin with, we said, let's look at one thing, and we, as a group, there was a group of experts that was convened, and we decided together that we would look at the prevalence of antipsychotic use in people with dementia in nursing homes and wanted to set a target to reduce that by 15%. And we were hoping to do it at the end of the first year. We're coming up on our second year, and I'll show you some data. We're knocking on the door. We're getting pretty close, but it took us longer than we thought for a number of reasons. So there's some information here showing you state-to-state variability, which I just spoke about. So this was really a grassroots partnership. You've heard a lot about research and wonderful efforts that informed this, but really what we did was we said we need a coalition of people in every state. And if there was one already, like through the Quality Improvement Organization or the Alzheimer's Association, we started with that. But we had a huge map in our offices, and as we formed each state coalition, we'd put another pin with a flag in the map, and by the end, you know, we had the whole U.S. covered. So it was really about getting everybody to the table. The coalitions have researchers, clinicians, physicians, nurses, social workers, activities directors, advocates, government officials, but very much and most importantly, they have residents and family members and advocates, ombudsmen. So really, as far as what this initiative was about, it was about making sure the voice of the patient was always there and was always really well represented. So this is Dr. Penny Shaw. Dr. Shaw is a nursing home resident in Massachusetts. She has a PhD in French literature. She is incredibly involved as an advocate. She does lecturing and so forth. And she tells the story that 10 years ago, she developed Guillain-Barré syndrome and was put on an antipsychotic because she had a medically related reason to be on it. And then she went to the nursing home, and she was still continued on the medication. And so she finally went to her physician and said, "Why am I on this medication?" And he said, I thought you needed it, and I thought it made you feel better. And she said, "No, please take me off." And they did, and she's been fine. So it's that kind of story. And we hear stories every week from all over the country. So in my current role as a contractor with CMS, one of the things we do is we offer the state coalition support. So we say, we know everybody's really busy out in the states. If you would like, we can find people around the country to do outreach to facilities, to do outreach to associations, to do outreach to other groups. And so we get on the phone and we just talk about these issues. What, you know, why is there a high rate of antipsychotic use in your facility, do you think? Are there things, do you know about the appropriate resources and materials out there, and how can we help? So again, it's been a very broad coalition of folks. In terms of the public reporting, just very quickly, you probably know about Nursing Home Compare. I hope if you've been looking for a nursing home for someone, perhaps in your family or professionally, you know how to use this website. It's been redesigned by consumers. And so this is, again, it's quite user-friendly, but this is to show you that there are quality measures reported for every nursing home in the country. So any nursing home you're interested in, you will find a Nursing Home Compare. And this is showing you that you can get both the short and long stay antipsychotic rates. So it's very interesting. The consumer groups working with us have developed flyers and materials that we now post on the website, I'll show you, and that helps families to know. You can look and actually see what the antipsychotic rate is for any nursing home you're looking at. So public reporting has really been a big part of this initiative. In addition to the prevalence, we also report the incidence, so the number of people who came into the nursing home who were not on an antipsychotic, but within that first 100 days were placed on an antipsychotic. This is data from the national initiative, and as you can see, in the beginning, the dotted vertical line is telling you when the initiative started. Prior to that, rates were very consistent, going up a little, in fact, and afterwards, you can see the trajectory where we've seen some improvement. Nationally, 11.4% reduction in that prevalence rate probably means about 30,000 fewer people are on an antipsychotic than we would have predicted if we had not started this work. And by we, I mean all of you. Many of you in the audience, I know, are working on this as well. And this is just showing you that every region in the country is improving. Now, some have farther to go. The top line is Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas. That's our Region 6. They're really working hard, but the rates have been extremely high to begin with. And a lot of it is culture and many other factors that we're investigating. But as you can see, a lot of improvement. So I'm going to skip these slides, but it's just to show you that we are looking at best practice states as well. So Georgia had one of the highest rates in the country, and they've also had one of the most significant declines. And they've targeted the facilities that have the highest rates of use, not to punish or not to say you're not doing a good job, because in some cases, obviously, there could be legitimate reasons with different mental health populations and so forth, but to do outreach to say, how can we help and how can we understand what this data is telling us? California had to do their own thing. They developed their own report, a beautiful report. They've got their own website, and they've had a tremendous effect in California. So let me skip over these slides about Georgia. So the other thing that we did with a lot of grassroots effort and involvement was training materials for every sector. So training materials for physicians and nurse practitioners who are prescribers. AAGP, the American Association of Geriatric Psychiatry, got very involved with help for their members. The pharmacy community has been remarkable. ASCAP, the American Society of Consultant Pharmacists, all of these groups developed through their expertise training materials and put them on their websites. In addition, we worked at CMS on the surveyors. So the surveyors are the inspectors that go in every year, once a year, inspect every nursing home in the country, as well as they do complaint inspections. So they got much more detailed guidance on what to look for when they're out doing those inspections. This is Advancing Excellence. This is a website that you can go to. If you Google Advancing Excellence in America's Nursing Homes, it'll pop right up. And you can see here on the lower left that big blue button. It's unmistakable. And you can click on that and get pages and pages of resources by your discipline, by if you're a consumer. Depending on what you need, you can find just about everything there. And it's a very dynamic website. It's updated quite regularly. We also, at CMS, they have a group that answers questions. So anybody can email CMS, and they will answer a question about dementia care in nursing homes. And in my 1 minute left, I'll skip over these slides that are about what the surveyors look for in their surveys, in their annual inspections, but you can take a look at those slides. And just to summarize, again, this initiative is just beginning, and we are absolutely going to be connecting with all of the other work that's happening globally and in other populations. But I think the improvement shows that these grassroots efforts can still work. They really can happen, and they're working across all of the states. So we certainly want to say thank you to all the people who got involved and who continue to be involved. So thank you.
I know I'm biased because I was in the session, but I really must say we've covered some ground in here, and very, very interesting, from your classic experimental studies to both global, national, and grassroots efforts to address the multifaceted issues of providing dementia care.